It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin Today is part of a new programming schedule on WPR's statewide network that is called WPR News. If you're looking for WPR music service, you can visit WPR.org/new. And there you can find reorganized schedules and all the signal listings.
You can also listen to WPR News or the music service anytime online. We hope you stay with us on Wisconsin Today for the next hour. And thanks for joining us. And by the way, bookmark WPR.org/Wisconsin Today on your browser. You can see what we have coming up and check out archive conversations and share them with friends and family members. Again, that's WPR.org/Wisconsin Today to keep up with this brand new show.
And we love to hear from you along the way about the show and things that interest you that you want us to pursue. And so you can leave us a message. We would love to hear from you. Leave us a message now at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. You can also find that number at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today, where you can also shoot us an email.
Now, college financial aid offers are beginning to flow more quickly after a rocky start for families filling out the overhauled federal form called the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid.
According to an update from the U.S. Department of Education, more than 9.7 million FAFSA forms have been submitted for the upcoming academic year, with applications being processed within a handful of days. But new research from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows a big drop in the number of Wisconsin students filling out the FAFSA so far this year. Mark Sommerhauser is communications director and a policy researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Mark, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's good to be with you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So walk us through your trend lines. How much have application rates decreased statewide?
Yeah, so we've definitely seen a significant decrease through this point in the cycle. I should clarify that our data is not completely current, but it does go up through about the end of April. And so, you know, as of the end of April, what we were seeing is that FAFSA completion rates here throughout Wisconsin were at about 33.9% so far this year. That's compared to 42.4% at the same point in 2023.
And where did you find those numbers? How did you draw in that information?
So, yeah, that's coming from data that's provided by the U.S. Department of Education, which tracks completion rates on the FAFSA application. And so, you know, as we kind of delved a little more deeply into those data, you know, trying to understand where kind of the, you know, what student populations were impacted, what we did see is that there were declines in completion rates across different schools, different student populations, but really the largest declines we were seeing were at schools with a larger proportion of marginalized students.
A larger proportion of marginalized students. So would this be like first generation college students who might be disproportionately impacted by these issues?
Yeah, so there were kind of three bins that we're looking at here: schools with a greater share of students of color, schools with a greater share of students who are English language learners, in other words, students for whom English is not a first language, and then economically disadvantaged students, which is typically going to align pretty closely with low income, low household income. When we look at schools that fall into one or more of those three buckets, what we see is greater declines in those FAFSA completion rates from last year to this year.
And why is the FAFSA so important? What does filling out the FAFSA help you qualify for?
Yeah, so the FAFSA, you know, is really just kind of a first step for most high school seniors that even if they're not certain that they're going to pursue a college education, even if it's just something that they're kind of exploring, it's typically one of the first things that they would do. They would go through the form, oftentimes with a parent, submitting a lot of information about their family's finances, about, one or more colleges or universities that they're considering. And then essentially what happens is that information goes to the federal government and is then forwarded to whatever colleges or universities the student puts on the application. And the college or university will then take the information and typically, let the student and family know what types of, student aid, whether it's grants, loans, any type of financial aid that they might be eligible for. So it's really the way that students can, find out what types of financial aid packages they might qualify for to attend a college or a university.
And so the form of the FAFSA that was updated and changed, it debuted in December. What issues have students been facing in submitting their new FAFSA applications here in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the country?
Yeah, that's correct. And the fact that it debuted in December was kind of the first step that things were not quite going according to plan, because typically that FAFSA is available around about October. So it was almost 3 months late to become available to students and families and to the higher ed institutions. And, unfortunately, since December, late December, it's just been kind of a series of both glitches with the website and with the technology that students and families are accessing, but also there's been a number of processing errors. The new system is set up to facilitate, hopefully, a lot more sharing of information between the IRS and the Department of Education. And again, all of this was meant to sort of streamline the process, make it run more smoothly, make it easier for students and families to navigate. But unfortunately, in this first year of the rollout, that's not how it's worked. And there's been a lot of issues also with the IRS sharing information with the Department of Education. And that's really resulted in a lot of delays, a lot of headaches for students, families, and the higher ed institutions. We've heard, anecdotally stories about families having to revisit applications over and over and over again to provide the same information over and over again that they already submitted, things like that that have really created a lot of headaches for individuals who have been trying to navigate the process.
We're talking about the disproportionate impact of the federal aid form, the FAFSA delays on Wisconsin students, with Mark Sommerhauser. He's communications director and a policy researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, out with a new report. Mark, the portion of Wisconsin students applying for federal student aid has been decreasing for years, according to your report. So how does Wisconsin's FAFSA completion rate this year compared to that of the rest of the country?
Yeah, so the answer is that it's lower than most other states. It's as of through April, with the data that we were looking at through April, Wisconsin was ranking 35th among the states. That's not, surprising. It's more or less in line with where we've been at least the last few years. There are different approaches that different school districts and different states take toward FAFSA completion. There are some districts, even here in Wisconsin, that do require FAFSA completion prior to graduation. I believe there are some states that actually require that at a statewide level. And so I think if you look at some of the states that have higher completion rates, obviously you'd see a greater representation of those states that have, whether it's requirements or just other measures in place to try to, get more students to complete the FAFSA. Obviously, it's never going to be anywhere close to 100% because you're never going to have all students going toward higher ed completion. And so that's where some of the pushback might come toward, a requirement. But, but we do see a lot of variation just among the states in those completion rates.
Despite this push, you write about how the FAFSA delays could have Wisconsin colleges and universities seeing lower freshman enrollment for the next school year. Which colleges might feel this enrollment drop the most?
That's a great question. I think it's difficult to speculate, so I want to be careful there. But I think, it's probably fair to say that some of the private colleges and universities might see a little more of an impact. Many of them do have a higher tuition. And so those might be, but many of them offer a lot of financial aid to diffuse that cost for students. But if students are still waiting to get their FAFSA information processed and get it back and get it to the, let's say, a private college or university that they selected, and they're not having that information when they're trying to make a decision about what college to commit to, I think it's very easy to see how that might cause a student and a family to opt for maybe a second or a third option that they know is going to be a little more affordable, rather than, you know, take the risk of committing to a college or university not knowing, you know, what financial aid they might qualify for. So, you know, I think that there's certainly a possibility that it could play out that way, but, you know, it's difficult to say for sure.
UW-Madison, you know, pushed back its commitment deadline from May 1st to May 15th. That new deadline, of course, has passed. What can students do now if they're still facing troubles applying for federal financial aid?
Yeah, so I think the important thing that we want to get across, and I know the other, you know, stakeholders want to try to get across, is that there is still time to complete FAFSA forms. It's true that some colleges and universities have seen commitment deadlines pass, but you know, many of these institutions are going to still be accepting enrollees. The commitment deadlines are typically a date by which, you know, if a financial aid package is offered to a student, they're asked to accept it by that time. But, you know, many of these colleges and universities are going to be continuing to enroll students past those deadlines. And so, you know, if you have any listeners here who have perhaps tried to navigate the FAFSA process, encountered some hurdles, been discouraged, I think the thing to emphasize here is there is still time. You know, students can still fill these out, submit them. Again, many of these institutions will be enrolling students even into the summer months. And we include a few, you know, resources in our report that do provide support for folks that are trying to navigate what, you know, admittedly has been a very difficult process. There are a couple of just organizations and websites that we mentioned in our report that are good resources for families.
Mark, thank you so much for the update.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kate.
Mark Sommerhauser is Communications Director and a Policy Researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We've been talking about the revamped federal aid form and a decline in Wisconsin students filling out their FAFSA.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today, and when you're looking for top news from around the state, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News.
It's available now. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or at WPR.org.